What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome everyone. I just want to start out with a couple of questions to get you thinking about tonight's show. Have you ever been told you were too much, too emotional, too sensitive, or that you just have big feelings? Have you? Well, I'm speaking as an expert tonight on this. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and that is what tonight's topic is about. It's about big feelings are not a flaw. In this episode, I will reframe emotional depth and sensitivity as strengths, not weaknesses. Being emotional doesn't mean you're broken. It means you're aware, you're intuitive, and deeply connected. This conversation explores how people with big feelings are often minimized or shamed, and how they can lead to self-doubt or shrinking themselves to be accepted. This episode is an invitation to stop apologizing for how you feel and start honoring your emotional truth. Your feelings were never the problem. They were always the information. And that's why this topic is so important. And then I'm just going to ask this question. What would change if you stopped seeing your big feelings as a flaw and started trusting them as your inner wisdom? So tonight's show dives into that. How many times have you ever been told you're too emotional, you're too sensitive, you're too intense, you're too expressive, or just too much? Why you always got to be too much? Now, I'm an expert on this, not only because this speaks a lot to me, and I understand that about myself, but it's great when I have clients that come to me that are questioning their emotions. Why do I feel so much? Why do I hate going to these networking groups, Sandy? Because I walk in the room and I want to run because of my feelings. Well, that's not shame. That's not guilt. You shouldn't be walking around with that shame or guilt. See, when I got into management and writing SOPs, which I've talked a lot about on here, that was a big thing. With my own mother criticizing me, you know, you better not let them see you cry. You know, they'll never take you seriously. And I grew up a lot in my life feeling that guilt and shame. So if I literally had emotions come on me, I would go in the bathroom and basically either try to cut myself or just sit there and pinch and harm myself to get myself mad or frustrated. Then I went out as this more so basket case because I did not know what was going on. And those emotions that I was feeling might not have been mine. That might have been somebody else's who was screaming for help. And because I was so focused on the shame and guilt behind it within myself. So how many of you have gone through that? How many of you have walked in a room and had this tense feeling like, I think I'm going to exit right? That's because something intuitively is in you. Listen to that gut feeling. That gut feeling means something. If you have this excited feeling when you're in a room, that could mean you're going to meet somebody that's going to help transform your life or help guide you in the next chapter of your life. See, we don't necessarily just have to get those butterflies when we're on a date with somebody and we know they're the one. We can get those butterflies just from something that sparks an interest in us. See, this is not just about emotions as feelings. Feelings can be the hair standing up on the back of your arms. That means be aware. That means could be danger. Maybe there's a feeling that's wrapped around that. It might not necessarily be that, but it might be something even from the past coming forward to kind of remind you of an event that you need to acknowledge. So we have all these sensations within our bodies that create outcomes for us. Now think about that. When you have a sensation within yourself, it's something trying to tell you to pay attention, whether it's an emotion, whether it's a feeling, whether it's a sensation, whatever it is, it's kind of like that flashing red light ahead that a train's coming. What do? You don't just blow through it. No, you stop and you look. Okay, or you see a train coming. That's what that is within your body. And even if you're one of those people who like to be silly in a room, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being too much. And don't let anyone else tell you you're too much, because what most of the time that is, and it's something I've been talking with my clients about, it's their own insecurities that they can't express themselves that way, or they can't, you know, be too much. See, we're all not one size fits all here. And leading into the show, I was going to talk about how this past weekend I was deep diving into astrology and into my intuition and waking in it and deepening it within my astrological clock. And the whole time while I was there and others was there, I learned why the way the planets line up, the houses, all of that. I'm air and water, and that gives me these big intuitive feelings. It gives me these big emotions. But why is that great to have within your coach? Well, I can tell you, if you're sitting there and going to be on the surface level with me, I'm going to get to the deep part because I'm going to feel it. If you come to me and I can tell you've maybe stressed out because I feel it, I intuitively feel it, I'm going to get you to talk about it and find a solution to it. And that's why I always thought that was maybe that shame and guilt stepping in to tell me, oh, that's not a good thing to have in coaching. I should just, you know, coach them. No. It's a good thing to have because I feel your emotion. So I can get you to either, how can we get you out of this? Or if you're sitting there trying to, you know, sugarcoat it for me, I'm feeling it. So I know when you're sugarcoating it and you're not going deep enough. Now, I'm not going to take you deep if I can feel that that is just a restraint for you and that staying surface level is safe for you, but I know I'm going to feel it with you. Now, I can tell you when the first time I literally cried with a client, I did get off the phone and or the Zoom and feel ashamed of myself. And I felt that guilt. But honestly, that client came back to me and is not a client anymore because we worked through a lot. She came back to me and said, that was the most powerful coaching session I had because I felt a true connection between us and I felt you understood where I was coming from. You understood me. So sometimes when people are emotional, it's a way of expressing themselves. And when they're feeling, maybe it's because they're not feeling you're understanding them. There's been many times in some of my clients' lives where they come to me and are like, you know, I had the conversation with my blah, 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 and they just didn't get what I was trying to say. Well, how were you saying it? Well, I was this. Well, how do they listen? And that's why all of these, the way we listen, our clairvoyance or our clairsentience or any of that, if we know all those languages we have within us, how we think, how we feel, how we love, how we argue, how our planets line up, how our houses line up, what is our rising sign, all of that, if we could just understand our human design, if we could all understand that, we could understand ourselves even more. And that's why I feel like as human beings, we need to stop trying to put everyone in the same box as us, because we're not all in that same box. And if you could just see your feelings as something getting you to get into it, or like an emotion, a strong emotion, sitting there with it and asking yourself instead of dismissing it. What gets me is so many people who revisit things because they continue to dismiss an emotion that keeps coming up and not recognizing, why is this emotion coming up when it's coming up? There's something deep there. Don't just dismiss it and go, I don't have time for this right now, or I'm not ready to face it. It's going to continue to come up if you don't face it. That's what is called suppressing. But even in the workforce environment, or as a mother, or as a sister, or as a daughter, coworker, boss, you were born with certain emotions, certain feelings, certain wisdom within you. There should be no reason you should be feeling shame or guilt around it. That's who you are. That's your makeup. That's your design. So think about that. The next time you want to have a good cry, have a good cry. And don't apologize for it. Maybe even invite somebody in to it and say, you know what? I was having heavy feelings because that just stirred up something that happened to me years ago. And you don't have to get into the whole dynamic of it. You can just tell bits of it. If someone says something that gets you really angry, ask why. Why does that anger me so much? Because that's what I like to do sometimes with some of my clients. I'm sometimes that soft, nice, gentle Sandy coach. And sometimes I'm the one that's poking the bear. What are you avoiding? What don't you want to acknowledge? I feel it. What's going on? I sense it. I see it. I see the expression on your face. I see how you're sitting up when you talk about this. And then I see how you're down in your chair when you're talking about this. Let's get into it. Don't apologize for any of that. Invite it in. Ask, what are you trying to teach me? What am I to learn from this? Because these are who we are. This is part of our character, our personality, our features. We think about something physical, oh, I better look a certain way. I better act a certain way. But then we dismiss, I should feel a certain way. I should receive a certain way. And we feel guilt and shame around that, and we shouldn't. Because just like we might have two eyeballs, we have feelings and emotions. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes our feelings and emotions can intertwine. I'm feeling sad, so I cry. I'm feeling mad, so I'm going to express anger in a healthy way. And here's the thing. A lot of people are, we always hear this thing too that puts shame and guilt in people. Oh, they're a ticking time bomb. Well, maybe if someone took the initiative to ask, why do you seem so frustrated? Is there something going on? Don't say, why do you feel so frustrated? The why has judgment, but what's making you feel frustrated? What I notice is whenever we're talking about changing this, I see frustration. I feel and hear your frustration. Use words that they can identify with, or use words that is evidence of what you're noticing. And like I said, I don't know why I said why. Still retraining the brain after many years. But why comes from a place of judgment. Why are you acting like that? You're already impeding shame and guilt. Why are you acting like that? Think about that. Why are you crying? Why are you mad? You're already putting on that judgment on them instead of saying, I see you're having strong feelings or emotions. Is there anything I can do to help? Was there anything you would like to talk about? That can always help someone, and it makes them feel less shameful or guilty, especially if you're someone who doesn't have those strong emotions. I have many, many people in my life that never understood me for my strong feelings, my strong emotions, you know, my strong intuition. But anyway, I could go on all night about this. But I am Sandy Berg. First, let me tell you, because we're about to go to this break. I am Sandy Berg. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. I am a transformational and empowerment coach that has three programs out there. And we can always design a program for you. If thriving through forgiveness, if that's something you need to work on, if finding your authentic self, I just said that one, unleash your authentic self and find the empowerment within. Try to combine two of them. But just get on a conversation call with me. And we can just have a conversation. If any of this topic resonates to you about your feelings or your emotions, let's get on a call because it's always free to connect with me. So let's go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. If you are enjoying this show, please give us a five-star review on Apple iTunes. All you got to do is search Emotional Elevator And this will help me to get out the word to those in much need. If you have anybody you know that feels deeply, this might be a great show for them to watch or listen to. So again, I am Sandy Bird. I am your host here on Emotional Oliver, and I've been talking all about big feelings are not a flaw. And a lot of us who have these big feelings grew up feeling guilt and shame. Don't let anyone see you cry. They'll think you're weak. Have you ever been told that? Have you ever walked in a room and had those little tinglies going on? Well, that's because you're aware. So a lot of times, those with big feelings have been told it's weakness. It's embarrassing. You're overreacting. Stop being so difficult. Does all that sound right? And if you've grown up, well, most of the people watching this, you've grown up and you've dealt with times where you've had those strong emotions. Maybe it was in a workplace. Maybe it was in a conversation that you didn't feel you were getting your point across. And the only way you felt like someone would hear you is through crying, through pounding, through something. Now, remember, when you have these big feelings, they're awareness. They're signals. Sometimes it's your intuition. Also, I have learned, and I teach my clients, that cry, let it out. It helps to regulate your nervous system. Because as you know, I'm not only a coach, I work with people to regulate their nervous system. And how do I do it? Well, some people it's different. Some people it's just shaking your body, shaking it off. Some people it's crying. I had a client 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, right after Christmas. Just needed a good cry. And she apologized and kept apologizing. I said, what are you apologizing for? This is valid. And your nervous system is wanting you to regulate. So release. Let it out. And then later, she ended up singing and dancing and meditating and had a great day because there was something she was just kept pushing down within her. And that's what this is about. It's about realizing that big feelings are not a flaw. And those out there that have those big feelings, don't apologize for them. Invite them in. Don't go small. Stay big. Don't feel shame or guilt, because that is not the feeling. You're intuitive. You have intuition. And sometimes when you're feeling big and you're like, there's no reason for me to feel big. Well, maybe someone close to you, or maybe somebody in your family is going through something. All you got to do is reach out and say, hey, I'm just thinking about you today. Do you know how many times I've just had a thought? These aren't my emotions. Asking, using practices to ask yourself, what and why, not what, who could be feeling this? And just reach out to someone. Sit there. If you meditate and you've got big feelings, and you go, these aren't my feelings. Who is having these big feelings? Sometimes it'll come to you if you can deepen your intuition. And then you reach out to them and they're like, oh, I didn't want to reach out because I was feeling this way. Don't ever stop that. Keep that. That is a superpower. Being too big, being too sensitive, being too emotional, those are superpowers. They're not to be, now I can't even think of the word I was looking for. They're not to be dismissed. They're to be invited in, making sure that those around you also can express big feelings and emotions. Because all that is wisdom. intuition, awareness. And that is a great feeling. And you don't have to justify any of your feelings. With anyone. There's no justifications in it. See, I searched and searched and searched years of my life for explanations as to why I'm too much, why I've got too many big feelings. And I keep getting that satisfaction from knowing, even like I said this past weekend, is astrologically lined up in me, my human design, all of that. But also, even though I have these big feelings and stuff, it still led me on the path I'm on, still led me in my purpose to help others know that their feelings are not a flaw, they're a superpower. And if you need evidence, start thinking about times where you had that icky feeling in your gut, and then you found out something happened. Or maybe nothing happened, but you were able to walk away. So that's why big feelings aren't a flaw. They are awareness, they're superpower, they're intuition. And they're a way for you to get closer to those around you. So it is almost time for my show to end. Again, I am Sandy Berg. Please, connection calls with me are free. Anytime you would like to reach out, just get on a connection call. Maybe this struck something within you. Or maybe you just want to get on a call with me or reach out to me, email at sandy@sandybird.com, on any social media at Sandy, SandeeByrd, and say, you know what? That made sense. Thank you. And again, if you're enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. I'll be very grateful, and this will help to get the word out. Somebody out there wants to understand that their big feelings are nothing to be shameful or guilty about. Those big emotions are more about awareness and intuition. And then you want to stay tuned to next week, because next week's show is How Your Words Create Your World. There are certain words that I'm giving up in 2026. And it's those words that end up creating the judgment within us. Same thing as when I said why on the show. Why is putting that guilt and shame back on if you ask somebody, why are you having emotions like that? Think about even how you say that. But if you say, how can I help? What do you need from me? It's better than, why are you crying? Because if they're already feeling shame and guilt around that, just think about the judgment now they're feeling from it. So those of you with those big feelings, express them in whatever way, shape, or form you want to express them. And thank you for joining me tonight. Again, this is Sandy Bird, SandeeByrd, on Emotional Elevator. And your feelings are your superpower. So, thank you, and stay tuned next week for How Your Words Create Your World. And
thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.